Chicago's State Street is one of America's best-known shopping areas. It's been home to major department stores for decades. However, one thing State Street isn't known for is residential living. But John Peggs plans to change that by making downtown his home. He recently bought the entire ninth floor of the historic Singer Building that was once home to the famous sewing machine company. The elevator opens right into his 2,000-square-foot apartment.
All right, here we are. This is 9. My home, my floor.
Peggs walks over to the window and looks down to the street below.
You can see from 9 stories up the city life going on, the buses, the taxis, the people, and they don't know we're here. They probably never will.
Peggs says his friends were surprised when he told them that he was moving downtown.
People's reaction when they discovered that I was moving downtown Chicago was that's crazy. You know, who lives downtown? Nobody lives downtown.
While that may have been true in the past, it's starting to change. Chicago's real estate market is booming. The city's planning department says that since 1990, more than 100,000 people have moved to the neighborhoods near downtown. James Ascott is president of the Chicago Association of Realtors.
We're seeing not only professionals, the first-time buyers that are buying these loft condominiums, whether it's a studio or a one-bedroom, but we're also seeing the empty nesters, as they're called, the suburban people that have their kids have grown up, they're off to college, and they find themselves in a large house with 2 people, and they're coming back to the city.
And it's not just happening in Chicago. Ascott says similar trends are being seen nationwide in cities like Boston, Indianapolis, Milwaukee, and Cleveland. He explains that low interest rates and the nation's strong economy are pushing the real estate boom right into the heart of America's downtowns. Ascott says many people are coming back to take advantage of the cultural and recreational amenities not found in the suburbs. Alicia Mazur is with Chicago's planning department. She says city government deserves some of the credit.
The reason why all this is happening right now is that the city has been focusing very heavily on quality of life. Downtown beautification makes people feel more comfortable, makes people want to come downtown.
Another factor is the availability of space. Mazur explains that Chicago's Loop, like many downtowns, is filled with turn-of-the-century office buildings that were left vacant when new skyscrapers were built.
There was so much space that the brand new buildings were going at rates where the older buildings couldn't even compete anymore. They could steal away all the tenants. So these beautiful old buildings in downtown Chicago have been sitting largely vacant above the ground floor.
The availability of space attracted architect and developer Charles Hasbrook. He's converting one downtown building into 9 luxury lofts.
We didn't do any elaborate demographic studies or anything like that. We just figured that we could find 9 people who wanted to live in a Loop. It's an exciting, interesting place to be, and it's a very unique thing, too.
Hasbrook's conversion was the first of its kind in downtown Chicago. He says there are at least a dozen other buildings nearby that he expects will be rehabbed in the next few years. Hasbrook explains that converting old office space to residential use not only preserves historically significant buildings, but also has some important economic and environmental benefits.
We're bringing people back into the downtown, which it not only contributes to the health and vibrancy of the city, but by bringing them down here, we've put them in a situation where they can walk to work, as opposed to drive in from the suburbs.
And with fewer cars on the road, Chicago could get some needed relief from its severe air pollution problems. That environmental benefit is one reason why a Chicago-based nonprofit group is now promoting residential development. This summer, the Center for Neighborhood Technology will launch a new program designed to slow suburban sprawl, promote home ownership, and reduce air pollution. It's called the Location Efficient Mortgage. The program helps potential homeowners qualify for a mortgage if they give up an automobile and relocate in the city. Scott Bernstein is director of the Center for Neighborhood Technology. He says the program will help revitalize downtown, boost public transit ridership, and reduce air pollution from automobiles.
You offer people the choice of taking the dollars they would have spent for that next car and putting it into home ownership instead. Overall, the message is that by locating closer to each other and more accessibly and putting the things we do close together, it's possible to get more credit that way, and on the other hand, a cleaner environment results.
Another benefit of the location-efficient mortgage is that it'll primarily target low-income families. Without it, condominium prices starting at more than $400,000 will keep downtown living out of many people's reach. While it may be too soon to predict what impact programs like this will have on downtown revitalization, new residents like John Peggs are starting to see the beginnings of a residential community taking shape.
It's something that people may think is crazy now, but in 5 years, I think this whole area will be full of people that are walking to work, walking to the lake, walking to the grocery store, and living a neighborhood lifestyle in the middle of downtown.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Steve Frankel in Chicago.